Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
In for Patty Rising, I'm Margie Schaefer. Union City shut down one of its four fire stations today to help close a budget shortfall. KCBS's Bob Butler reports that the station may be closed, but officials say no jobs have been lost and the city remains safe.
Union City has four fire stations operated by Alameda County Fire. The city had a $3.5 million budget shortfall and did a study to see if it was really worth paying $3.2 million on Station 30.
And that study showed that the station is underutilized, averaging about just under two calls per day.
Mayor Carol Dutra-Vernacci says the firefighters and equipment are now assigned to other stations. And given that 85% of the calls were medical, they're looking at options.
Can we, as an example of the things that are in the realm of possibility, can we locate an ambulance company out of this station?
Lindy Chu drove to now closed Station 30, hoping to get pictures of the fire trucks, which are now gone.
The population of the city is always increasing, you know, with the economy, so I hope they keep the fire station so they can reopen it if they need to.
In Union City, Bob Butler, KCBS.
On the weather front, good news and bad news as this cold front bringing wind and rain is headed our way. More from KCBS's Peter Finch.
We'll start with the bad news. Roger Goss with the National Weather Service.
The main band of rainfall really pushing through the core of the Bay Area, sometimes generally between 4 a.m. up in the North Bay through about 10 a.m., going through the South Bay. So it looks like likely to impact the morning commute tomorrow.
A nasty Thursday morning commute. The bad news. The good news is for those wanting to play in the snow at Tahoe over the MLK Day weekend. The storm will have cleared out by the weekend and there should be plenty of fresh powder. Peter Finch, KCBS.
The winter storm heading into the Bay Area could bring as much as 2 inches of rainfall to the North Bay, as KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from Santa Rosa. That has Sonoma County water managers hoping it will bring much-needed rain in an otherwise dry January.
Sonoma Water, which serves 600,000 North Bay customers, gets its water from the Eel and Russian Rivers, which feed Lakes Mendocino and Sonoma. Pam Jean is Assistant General Manager at Sonoma Water.
We rely on two reservoirs. One of those reservoirs really doesn't have the space to carry water from year to year. The other reservoir is larger, so it has some space to carry water from year to year. But that first reservoir that's not quite as large, it's really important that we get ample rainfall.
Last year was a near record year for rainfall. Last month helped area water supplies. North Bay reservoirs are currently above normal, but Gene says current weather forecasts call for dry weather in the weeks ahead. In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
An Alameda County judge has ruled that the suspect in a fatal BART stabbing is mentally competent to stand trial. John Cowell, charged with stabbing 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister, 26-year-old Latifah Wilson, on the platform at the MacArthur Station in July of 2018. Nia Wilson later died. Cowell's attorney had argued that he is not mentally competent. The judge ruled that based on a new psychiatric evaluation, the case can proceed. Jury selection for Cowell's trial will continue tomorrow.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city is set to meet its goal of providing 1,000 new shelter beds by the end of the year. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek reports that more navigation centers are in the works.
Justin Vasquez used to be incarcerated. He credits the Bayview Navigation Center for helping him get back on his feet.
Got my GED, enrolled into City College, so currently attending that, and got a place, and staying out of trouble.
Vasquez is just one of several people who've inspired Mayor London Breed to open another navigation center this year. This one will provide 200 beds at a building on Gough Street in the South of Market neighborhood.
To wash their clothes and to eat and to come together as a community and to get the services and support that they need.
The city has already opened more than 500 beds with a planned 500 more to go this year. Once Breed reaches her 1,000 bed goal, she plans on creating another 2,000 supportive housing units, shelter beds, and behavioral health beds over the next 2 years.
There is no one thing that's going to solve one of the most significant challenges that we face as a city. But this, along with other efforts that we put forth together, are going to really improve the city for the better.
In San Francisco, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.